In the name of the Father and the Son, Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Today is the sixth Sunday of the Great Fast. This Sunday is known after the man who was born blind. And this Sunday is known in the church as the Sunday of the baptism or the enlightenment, because there was similarity between this man who was born blind and the Lord created an eye for him from the mud. And he asked him to go and wash, and by this he was able to regain his sight. And this is exactly what happened with us in the sacrament of the holy baptism, where through the grace of God, the Holy Spirit come upon the water, and the water will be able to make us to be born again. Our point today that we are going to discuss is what took place in this argument between the disciples and the Lord, when they said to him, neither this man who sinned that he was born blind, whom mistake was this? So the Lord answered and said to them, neither this man nor his parents sinned, but that the works of God should be revealed in him. This tells us something about that there are many different kinds of trials. People, they endure suffering for many reasons. We will be talking about some of these kinds of trials that come upon men. The first kind is trials as consequences. We hear in the book of Proverbs, King Solomon tells us, for the lips of an immoral woman drip honey, and her mouth is smoother than oil, but in the end, she is bitter as wormwood, sharp as a two-edged sword. So here, there is consequences. You pick one stick, you pick one end, then you will take the other end as well. Somebody goes and live in immorality with a woman like this. Then what happened at the end? You will feel and you will see the consequences. A person, a student doesn't study, at the end of the year he fails. Whose mistake is this? We hear this also, St. Peter is telling us, but let no one of you suffer as a murderer, a thief, an evildoer, or as a busybody in other people's matters. When somebody is intruding himself in others' matters, what will happen? He will not have friends. The people will flee from him. And this person cannot come and blame God and saying, God, why you made this happen to me? He cannot blame the people who like flee away from him. They don't want to be his friends because of what he did. There are certain things that happen to us as consequences. This is normal progress of what I choose. If I go and I gamble, I lose my money. Then I become in a problem. Then what will happen? All the consequences which is going to come, all the tribulations, I am the only one who is responsible for it. I cannot blame God for it. I cannot say that I made a mistake, but I asked God to correct it, and he didn't. Then this is God's fault. He was not kind to me. It cannot be like this. So in this issue, things are going, trials as consequences. I start something, and then I saw something, and I reap fruits at the end. It should not be a surprise when I saw something bad, and I reap something bad at the end. Another kind of trials is trials as chastisement. This is the Lord chastising somebody for the sake of his salvation. We hear this. The Lord was rebuking David for his sin. David, he committed adultery with the woman Bathsheba, and he also sent her husband to die. Then we hear Nathanael saying to him, telling him the sentence. This is God's judgment. Now therefore, speaking to David, the sword shall never depart from your house because you have despised me. Here, the trial that's going to happen to take place in David's house is a chastisement from the Lord. The Lord is disciplining him because the Lord wants to regain him back. In the incidents of the war of at the small city Ai, the Israelites, they like they were defeated in this battle. And they asked God why. Of course, there was a man at that time, his name was Achan. And this man, he committed a certain sin. He stole something. And God was angry at the people. So the Lord said to them, neither will I be with you anymore unless you destroy the accursed from among you. Of course, the Lord said this to his people at that time, but he still says to us till now, neither will I be with you anymore unless you destroy the accursed from among you. Somebody is keeping a certain sin in his heart. Something is stolen, maybe something which is immoral, maybe something which is God is not happy with it, and I am keeping this. Then I hear the Lord's chastisement saying, neither will I be with you anymore unless you destroy the accursed from among you. This trial, what will be the healing from it? How can I get out of it? I correct the fault. I get out the accursed thing from among my house or my heart. So now we learn it about trials that come upon men, upon people, as consequences. Trials that come as chastisement from the Lord. The third kind of trials, trials for approval. Trials for approval. Somebody needs now to be promoted. If all of us, all we work, we go to school, at the end of the year, there is a test. And this test is a hardship. It's a problem. But why we have to go through it in order for us to be promoted? You cannot get a step up unless you go into this hard time of studying hard and going through the stress of the test. I should not be complaining against the system because I have to endure this hard time in order to be promoted. If you don't want to get promoted, stay as you are. We hear this. St. James is telling us about this kind of trial. Blessed is the man who endures temptation, for when he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life which the Lord has promised to those who love him. Blessed are those who endure temptation. Trials and temptations will come upon everyone, and this will be a test. And those who are going to endure it will be qualified for what? For the crown of life. We are not going to inherit the kingdom without labor or work or hardship. Don't think this way. There is no shortcut to God. There is nothing called the wide gate that leads to life. It was never promised. God never told us something. It's only the false prophets who come and say to us, you can go through the wide gate and you can meet God at the end. You have to pass these trials for approval and promotion. The best example is Job, the righteous. This man, he was innocent. He was a righteous man before God and before men. But he had to go through a very, very hard tribulation. Maybe this is the most famous tribulation and trial that is known in the history of mankind. But this man was able to endure it. At the end, he was given a lot. He was blessed a lot. He was promoted in his relationship with God because he endured the temptation and the trial. So we knew about trials as consequences, trials as chastisement, trials for approval. Another kind of trial, trials for the glory of God. The best example is what we heard today, the man born blind. We hear another example that might make the picture clearer for us. The woman, the widow in Zephariah, she met with Elijah, and she didn't know God or the man of God. But at the end, she was able to know him because of the hard time that she went through, the famine. She said to Elijah, then the woman said to Elijah, now, by this I know that you are a man of God and that the word of the Lord in your mouth is the truth. Her son died and Elijah was able to raise him from the dead. And she came to know God and the man of God because of the trial. So, can we say that God makes the people suffer in order that he would be glorified in them? Of course not. God did not create death. He did not introduce death to man. We did it to ourselves. When it happens and God chooses to interfere, to lift up this away from us, it is for his glory. So certain problems happen to us in order that we come close to him. We ask for his help and he will interfere and he will be glorified in this problem. Think about your trial. Maybe I have a problem because I need to come closer to God. I need to straighten things up in my life, and He will be glorified in my trial. The last type of trial or kind of trial that we are going to speak about today is trials for protection. How this happened? We see this in Genesis 50:20 about Saint Joseph the righteous, speaking to his brethren, saying to him, to them, "But as for you, you meant evil against me." They threw him in the pit, they sold him as a slave, and all of these things happened to him. But God meant it for good in order to bring it about as it is this day, to save many people alive. Through that trial that fell upon Joseph, God was able to protect him and protect his brothers and to protect all the people of Egypt and Israel at that time. So this was for a good reason. At the end, it turned it into good for everyone. God allowed the trial to be protection for his people. So today, if I am under a trial, and a trial doesn't mean the normal hardship in life where we go to our work and we suffer with our managers, and this is not trials. This is the part of the life style, actually, since we fell from the Garden of Eden. This is just normal life. If I am under a trial, if I am really under a tribulation, I am passing through hardship, then I can think of which kind of trial is this. Where can I fit in it, in any of these? There are trials for consequences, trials as chastisement from the Lord, trials for approval, trials for the glory of God, and trials for protection. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.